Yeah, everyone knows. So, a continuation from last week of opening packages, containers, and bottles. So you have the Chumas plastic lid. I think what they're referring to is that on top of the Chumas, there's that plastic that you just pull off. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. That's the first halacha that you're allowed to do it. No question. Pringles, the same idea. That aluminum foil is not a problem. Seal, right. Tab liver container. So you have these salads, liver, that come with that little tab that you crack off, and then it's easy to open the lid. So this depends. If I could open the container easily without cracking off that piece, so I'm not really doing anything by cracking off that piece. Most of the times, if you never do it, if you push in over there, it just comes up. So then cracking off that little piece is nothing. So it'll be fine.
If you stick your finger above the tab in the lid?
Yeah, since you can get off the thing easily, so then cracking off that little piece is not doing anything. Uh-huh. Makes it easier, but you're not creating anything
and
here.
If it's like that, you can pull off the tab?
Yeah.
Like the orange over here.
Take the oranges.
Talking about the liver and the dips. There's like
herring here, the herring and
yeah, the herring also the same thing.
Now we can rip off the tab.
Yeah, as long as it's you could open it without it.
All the same containers.
No, does that mean you should test every product that you use before you start opening the tab?
You could tell. You could
or speak to someone that's tried it. But again, like we said last week, Dr. Dhamma was that it's important to do everything before Shabbos. This is if you did not do it before Shabbos.
Do you have something whether or not this particular container you could open? Do you assume you probably could?
Could be a suffix of a derisive in some cases. Yes, your friend. Okay, benchers, the first time stuck with food. So this is really not our discussion over here. I don't know what it meant the first time. How do you get food stuck in? Oh, it's two things. Okay. So sometimes it's just stuck to each other, but it's not one. Meaning, if it's one, if on the bottom of the page, it's like it was never cut, and now you're gonna have to rip it. That's a problem. But sometimes it was already cut, just because it wasn't. You can see the threads are just intertwined with each other, or it's like sticky because some glue dripped over there. But if by separating and me ripping it, that's a problem. Korea. Stuck with food. So what do you want to do?
Rip it apart.
Separate the two pages.
So then you might come to rip the pages. The better not to use that. Okay, garbage bags, tablecloths attached. So over here depends how they're attached. If they're attached, then you need to rip them. Sometimes it's on a perforated line. Or sometimes you have to rip the, you have to cut them, cut the tablecloths. Then you're not allowed to do. But if, again, the same idea, it was cut, just as like stuck together because it was never separated, so it got pressed together, then you can separate them, even though it feels like you're ripping. A lot of times with diapers, when you open up the diaper, it was cut. It was cut, it feels like you're ripping it as you're opening it.
Now, a lot of times there's like a little bit, like every like couple inches, there's like a little tiny drop that's attached.
I don't have to see. But I think I gave the answer. If you're ripping, you're not allowed to. If you're not ripping, then you could.
You are ripping a little bit. A little tiny drop.
There's no such thing ripping a little. Either you're ripping or you're not ripping. Fine. Okay, boxes, cereal with bags. So, the boxes themselves, most of the times, it's like sealed like this, the flap. So if you could just open the flap from each other, that's allowed. That's the best thing. Sometimes they're not glued. A lot of times they're not glued tight enough that you can't just like separate it.
But it rips
a little
bit of the box.
Right. Straight across or a little here and there?
Like a little here and there.
I'm saying, Rev just said before, ripping is ripping. So like,
sure, that's when you're ripping apart the thing. Over here, it was glued together. usually it's easier to separate, even though there's a little rippy, but I didn't rip this in half or something like that. It's definitely better than opening it up with the tab. If that's not an eitzah, so then you could destroy the box.
What about doing it upside down?
What's the difference?
It's an unusual way. It's surely a box. The top is a normal side.
Well, because the letter's upside down, it's still a box.
What?
You made a box. You made a nice opening for the box.
You're destroying any writing on the box also, no?
See, they don't destroy it that way. So there I have a bed eitzah. Open it up, take out the bag of cereal, and throw the box away. And then the bag itself, if you need to, you can open it.
You're not actually making the clay, though. It's already a clay. If it's
sealed shut, that you can't separate the thing, then you're making a box. You don't have a box. Okay.
Cleanest box shirts,
and there is a plastic bag that's melted. So rip the plastic bag.
Rip the bag and don't open it from the opening.
Right, just rip the bag open. Again, only if you don't have other shirts. If it's needed for Shabbos, if you don't have other Shabbos shirts. Okay, Mike and Ike's boxes, same as the cereal boxes. Twist ties and plastic ties. So twist ties is interesting. It's really not our sugya, but twist ties is like that metal thing. You put it around and you twist it. So there's a Rambam. The Rambam says a chayvah psila. If you make a rope, and you take strings and you twist them together, you make a rope. So the Rambam holds that that's kosher. The melacha making knots. So there are those that and others that wear chayshish, that you take these twist ties and you twist it around a few times, that's paisal psilis. That's like this Rambam, and it's also to do on Shabbos. However, other paiskim are more mekel. Some people, to get out of the problem, what they do is they'll take the twist tie and just wrap it around the bag instead of twisting it like that. So therefore, the chatchila, since there are those that are machmir, it's better not to use it in the way of twisting it. If you could just like wrap it around the bag to keep it closed, it's better. Mm-hmm. What?
But I'm talking about
like a band-aid.
I'm talking about putting them on.
It's a band-aid.
Band-aid, what's wrong? Right? You're not twisting two things together.
Say
that we spoke about this week, but one second, let's not discuss right now. Yes, we'll get to it in a second if you want. So that's the issue with that. But there are those that are make of, so it needs to. Now, the plastic ties, I'm assuming those are like the clips. Whatever you can't tie, you can't untie.
Okay.
Right.
The plastic ones, you come up with bags of candy right
there.
I think
there's
that little machine and it tugs the two
sides
together.
Little pieces.
The plastic is taped close.
That's fine.
It's a piece of tape.
Yeah, they just tapes there. Yeah, that's not a problem. The band-aid.
There's nothing sticky about it.
Right.
Yeah.
No?
It's a plastic piece that you can bend them and bend around.
Oh, at the end, like...
Like what they have on a bag of bread.
Right. That's for sure fine. You're not doing anything. A band-aid, that's a shot of maybe tofer. But since you could open and close it easily... It's not a problem. So,
whatever it is,
white,
it's not a problem.
White, like, pulley things that you use that's your, like, the zip vest kind of...
Yeah. Does
that depend on my chance?
What's it called?
Electrical zip ties.
Those are serious stuff. Because you can't open it. Right.
Unless you're very strong.
So that would be a problem.
Oh, you can't open it.
Maybe if you stick a pin in it... Very strong, you could.
Yeah?
Right.
If you push on the lever.
Right, you have to... Right. So if El Khan's in your neighborhood, then it's not. Okay, now, plastic cases is something that can't be opened. Plastic.
What's that? Can't be opened on Shabbos, is it
much so? Oh, plastic cases, meaning something. So it's gross out to wear plastic cases.
Like the toys that come wrapped in that plastic thing, it's impossible to open?
No, he's talking about in general. Something that cannot be opened on. Yeah. It's muksa because you can't get, you can't use it.
It's muksa? Huh?
Yeah, it would be muksa because you can't use it. There's nothing you can do with it.
What's an example? Anything that can't be opened on Shabbos.
At the end of the day, saying you always find some mates probably.
What's the plastic case or in the bag?
Of course, that over.
The bottles. Typo. Yeah, typo.
No.
Let's
see. Yeah, you can't get the bottles.
We can get the bottles.
Right on the list.
Cutting tablecloths.
You said it already.
You're not allowed to write. Plastic wrap or foil
you
also.
Can't, you can't cut. Is the tablecloth next to me?
No,
you can't cut
the tablecloth.
Not unless you're a
Chabatska. Is the tablecloth
not unless you're. Because the Shulchan Acharav paskins that if it's one long piece. Oh. You pass if it's one long piece, you can cut it in the middle.
Risk of wrath was all I could.
If you file all those psukim, then you would bet. But the Mishabru was so upset about it that he quotes him on every page. You'll see he quotes the Shulchan Aruch Rav. On that page, he says, Goin Echad. Doesn't say him by name. Goin Echad, and then he brings the Yishalmi Nalek.
What's the status of the rule of.
Why is
the Shulchan Aruch Rav? So you could use it without. If you can't use it.
He learned it off, that's what it came out.
You could roll it out and leave the roll over here.
He learned it off, that's what it came out.
Do people ever use it like that? Yeah.
No.
Yeah? But that's muksa? Maybe Chabad, but otherwise not. Come on, you have other coolers. I know. You gotta go hang around the Chassidus Shul. You find that. Okay. Tie bags. We did tie bags using scissors. Now, whenever it's mutter to open something, it'll be mutter to use a scissor because the scissor is a klish block the lister. So, kufim and kufim is mutter. Okay, now bottles.
It's mutter to open something by hand. It's mutter to open it with a scissor.
What?
Yeah, it's mutter to open it by hand. It's mutter to open it by scissors.
But a lot of times, my hand will be mutter because you're not doing a neat job, and scissors doing a neat job, and therefore be awesome. But be sorry. What?
Case where you don't care if it's a neat job or not.
Case where you don't care if it's a neat job or not.
I just don't want to rip the letters, and the scissor will cut through without ripping letters. I can use scissors.
Scissors is a cliche block to this, which is both of the Targufa, yeah.
Nice.
Hey, there's like this minute about like bottle caps. Like, ask him to open it because his father does and I don't.
So, most people don't open because they're being machmeh. If the reason why you're not opening is because you're being machmeh and he has a psak that is mutter, you can let him open it. But if the reason why you're not opening is because you learned the sugya and it's usur, then you hold that that's a toss what he's doing. So he's doing a ma'aseh Shabbos.
I don't have any reason I don't do it. My father's do it.
So like I said, most people don't do it because they're being machmeh.
What, to open a bottle?
Not to. Most people do not open.
But
it tells they didn't open bottles.
Tells they didn't have four bottles.
Did Rebbe discuss tying garbage bags or only ripping them?
I didn't want to get into tying is kosher. I didn't really want to get into kosher.
Yeah.
But when you get tying a garbage bag,
if your father doesn't do it, you can.
So if you don't need to tie it, then better not to. But if it's in full get messy and all over the place, then tie once.
Then if
you're
tying it once,
it's not
getting the bag
over. Then you can double do it, but if the Shabbos undo it.
After Shabbos undo it.
Yeah.
What if I said either one? You're not really tying the garbage bag, because you want to keep it in garbage. You just don't want to roll over.
So this is the svar that said, such a svar, that even if you're going to leave it like forever, it's not just you're tying because you care. You care that it should stay like that. It gets in the garbage. You can't kill it. Exactly. But it's a svar. It's a svar.
You're slime. It's the same with the diaper. Open anyway.
It's the same with the diaper.
What?
Same with the diaper.
Same. Same. Okay, so over here, this bottle. I want to tell you a rule. The rule is as follows: when I open up, I have a soda bottle. The soda bottle itself is a bottle. Even though right now when there's a cover on the bottle, I can't use the bottle because I can't get the soap without breaking the ring. But the bottle remains a bottle. Now, when I opened the cover, I didn't make the bottle into a bottle because the definition of a bottle is something which you put in and take out. I'm only using the bottle to remove, not to put in. So if it's not cold, I made the bottle into a bottle. However, the cover, I'm breaking the ring to be able to take the cover off to put it back on. Take it off and put it back on. So what I'm doing is I'm making the cover into a functional kli, because it's going to be used for covering and opening. So if I go ahead and I open the cover and I just throw the cover away, no problem. So if you have, so that's always the eitzah.
Can I save a bottle cap from before Shabbos?
Yeah, do that. To have one bottle cap, which you saved, and that will be your backup bottle cap. You can do that.
What about the destroying thing,
Wes? You don't have to come onto that, according to this. According to this, you don't have to come onto it. Right? So then you can just open it and throw it away. But not always do you want to throw away the bottle cap, because you're not going to be using all the soda.
So wouldn't be a problem.
So then the question is, which ones do you like? So there's halacha about korea or me'apia chavos. I don't want to get into all the hezberim, because that Shulchan Aruch Rav that we mentioned before is one of the hezberim of this tosefta that says you have a barrel with a piece of ar leather sealed onto it, and the tosefta says you can rip the ar off the barrel. So what are we talking about over there? So there's different ways to learn it. Obviously, Shulchan Aruch Rav learns that since it's one piece and you're just ripping in the middle, that's not a problem. But many others are going to have different definitions. What we're going to say is as follows. All these bottles are not the best bottles, but over here, this water bottle, if you take a look at this water bottle, some of the other bottles used to be better at this. The way it used to go is that the top part was wide, and yeah, then the ring was indented.
Yeah.
It was in. So Rav Zalman held that when it's in, so that's similar to the case of Ar Apir Chavis, then it's mutter to open the bottle cap and you can use it.
What about the bottles with it?
But when it's straight down like this, and I'm breaking the ring to open the bottle cap, he said that that's like breaking the cap itself to use the cap, and therefore you don't have the heter. So this one probably you do have that because it's much thinner on the bottom, and therefore will be mutter. This, according to Rav Zalman, you would not have the heter. This you will have the heter because it's inside here that was broken through. It's inside. It's not level with this.
The spring's not a problem.
Right. This would not be a problem.
Cokes are a problem.
This one also coke is a problem.
This one goes out.
This one also. It's see, not the way it used to be, Mamish in. But it's. I don't know, this looks the same.
What the point of this bottom base?
So that you can't just, if no one can open it, close and isn't
it. Right, but if it's not there, it's the same exact thing as before. You're not creating a kli. It's the same use.
I can't use this to cover the bottle.
It's covering the bottle.
Same, I can't use it to recover the bottle.
Which is not open yet.
Exactly. So when I open it, now I can use it to recover it.
But that's what it is. It's created for this purpose, to cover the bottle.
Right,
this is only here to tell the guy. It is functioning. It's functioning as a cap.
I can't use it as a cap like this. I can't get it off unless I break this. So breaking
this is the
making
cap.
It function. You're right. But it's not a functional cap.
It's functioning right now. As we speak, it's functioning.
Say, but it lost its function.
Why did it lose its function? This whole thing is only that you should know that no one else opened this yet.
Until I crack it, I can't use it. You're right. That's why they did it. But until I crack that, I can't use it as a cover.
It was usable before.
You said that was history. Now it's not.
Okay, now is there a difference? Some bottles, they have a ring that goes on the outside, and you can lift the whole ring off and then open it.
Meaning,
it's like,
what are you talking about?
I know what you're talking about, like the plastic bottles.
But
it's also, it's once connected, you can't.
Or like the magic.
If you could open it,
get the ring and the
if you could do that, that'll be mutter, because then it's a functional cover without breaking the ring.
So I could do that to this bottle also.
What about the letters across it?
Yeah.
What about the letters across it?
Get it all put out.
You can't knock it
out. You need to use a clay to do it.
You
use a knife for something.
You could?
To poke
it. Yeah, you can do it with a knife. No problem.
If you...
You let him
break the pen.
You let him make a cut in the ring. You let him make a single cut in the ring. That causes it to
get... So that might be eight. That might be eight.
You cut the ring first and then open the Bible?
I'm not talking about a round. You sever the ring.
Here's my
silver. Cut straight down.
You put a hole in the cap.
You're
bending it.
It's going to bend.
I'll bring you another one.
No, it's going to bend anyway.
A hole in the cap. That's going to bend. It's good if you put a hole in the cap.
I thought the whole thing... It's
hard metal.
It's not easy to do.
Kollel, they would learn this like a year.
Now, can you be living in cash the next month?
We got around a lot of bottles. They tried a lot. I don't remember what they came out then. But it wasn't as easy as.
It's not.
Yeah.
What about glass bottles?
Yeah. What's the head turn
open
up sort of
if you set up a dying fishy, he held that you can open them all.
Okay, and hold together.
The same thing about. I don't know.